This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Amir, start. Pile?
Oh, Pile.
Yeah, pile, start. There we go. All right, now we can
go. And then if it's not helpful, this is Amir. This is Amir talking. Start.
Yeah, that's not helpful. Start.
Right?
Does that it's not even helpful? If. It's just you saying this okay. is Amir.
This is Pile. Pile, start. Okay.
Start.
Jeffrey James.
Pile, start.
Going. Action.
Yeah, action.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, action.
This is how you start your guys' show.
There's a clap from Pile. 1 second.
That was from Jake.
That was Pile's
just for
clap.
Me because I'm going to be assembling okay. this shit.
All right.
Those wimpy little weak.
No, that was
claps.
An echo for my clap. Yeah. Whoops.
Action. Pile start. Hold on. I'm going to stop and then start again. Ready?
Why? Why?
Should I record?
Yeah, record.
We all I'm, have I'm been 11, recording. We all have been recording.
I'm 11 minutes deep.
What were you talking about before you got on the Zoom?
I started the Zoom and then I went to take a shit, quite frankly. And then I came back and it's just still rolling. Pile start. Jake clapping.
We are speed.
We have all been speeding. Speed? We've been speeding for several all seconds right. now. Yeah. Pile, what okay. is this? So we well yeah, we should welcome Andrew Pile to the show.
Pile's first podcast. Pile's first podcast.
That's true.
First
yeah,
podcast.
Let's give him a wee
ever?
Clap.
That was a yep.
I know.
We clap from Amir wow. right there.
Tell us about yourself.
My name's Andrew Pile. I work at HeadGum. I head up technology.
Nice.
What else would you like to know?
You want to talk about Vimeo? Do you want to talk about your other accomplishments, your house?
Well, I don't need to give like a whole, you know, life story.
Every time you press play on Vimeo, it's because of Andrew Pyle's abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Or lack thereof.
That's true.
Pyle invented the play button before Vimeo would just show a thumbnail and it would be like, what are we doing here? And Pyle came along and he's like, we should have the play button. That would totally
Everything
revolutionize
just auto-played
it.
Before I came along. It was
yeah.
chaos.
Yeah.
Pure breadlum.
Would you... Pyle, what are you drinking? I know you told me before, but what is that?
It's LaCroix and lime juice. No. Pamplemousse LaCroix.
With bitters, you said.
What do you call that?
We don't have a name for it. It's just the kind of mocktail of choice.
That's the Pyle
yeah.
driver.
That's
exactly.
A mocktail called the Pyle driver.
Give me the hardest mocktail you have.
I have a name suggestion. We could pitch alts on it.
Yeah, okay. yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
A sexy virgin Shirley.
What's that?
So it's a sexy virgin Shirley. So it's like, damn, that's yeah. a good looking drink, but ultimately it's a virgin Shirley Temple.
You don't have to say sexy. Like virgin Shirley implies sexy. There's nothing okay, so sexier.
What about illiterate sexy Shirley virgin?
Why?
Because it's a mocktail. It's illiterate. It's ill. It's not illiterate. It's a literate.
You don't
virgin
even know what you're saying.
Shirley.
Are we?
No.
Are we not going to talk about Jeffrey's Uniband-Aid? He has a Band-Aid across half of each of his eyebrows.
I got snapped at by a basset hound.
Meaning?
How could I be any more crystal?
What? Take us through the 30 seconds leading up to the bite.
I'm cuddling with the pup. She's laying on my lap. She falls asleep. Cute, right, Pyle?
Up until this point, yeah.
All right.
So Paris, far, so good.
Cut this out. But basically what happened was...
Don't tell him to cut it out.
Everything was going great. She is a little bit of a sheepish dog, but she had her... She was licking me. She was had her head on my lap. And I'm like, all right, I got to go to bed just like this one did. I stand up. She's still asleep. I reach down to kiss her forehead goodnight because I'm kind of a paternal figure to her now. And she gets startled and she snaps and my face is in the way.
So you woke her up from a night terror and she bit your forehead.
You tried to kiss your dog goodnight and it bit you in the face. That's what happened.
That's exactly
right.
I mean, I thought I just got out of a toxic relationship.
Nice. No, is it your family dog?
It was a foster that we just adopted. So now we're trying to figure out what to do with it.
Swimming with disease,
so you
right?
Just obviously. Adopted it.
So you're going to put it down or?
Well, Jeff choked her to death.
Someone's getting euthanized. It's either Jeff or the dog. They're getting rid of one.
Yeah, they were heavily preference towards me, unfortunately.
What happened after it nipped you? What did you do? Take us through this, the 30 seconds after the nip.
It nipped me and I hustled. So I ran to go get a suture strip. And my mom mom helped me clean it and desanitize it. Or sorry, sanitize
it. You mean sanitize it.
I wish.
Desanitize. No, your mom spit in the wound.
Was it bleeding a lot?
It bled a lot. Have you ever tasted you?
Oh, God. It's an Ed Sheeran song.
The taste of you.
That's actually the log line to my literate Virgin Shirley temple. Have you ever tasted you?
Don't have a log line for a mocktail. Let's just start at there.
A mocktail menu is pretty good. Illiterate Virgin Shirley, and then a taste of you is another mocktail.
I'm drinking also non-alcoholic, but this is a non-alcoholic beer because I'm on an antibiotic as we squeak. So this is our live
Wait,
react.
Did this happen last night?
Okay, that just tastes like barley LaCroix. This happened on Thursday.
Wait, that's 5 days old and you were just hiding it from us?
What am I going to do? Spam the company Slack on a Saturday saying, hey, I just got chomped at by a fucking Dalmatian?
You spam the company's Slack all the time with much more useless information than that.
Also, it was a Thursday, you said.
Yeah, but midnight.
So that's not Saturday. You're skipping a day. Leave me alone.
He was in a delirium all Friday. He had rabies.
Did you have to go to the doctor?
No, I didn't. But my parents' doctor came to the house because he's not even working right
now. Yeah. Did he have like a cool bag with like sutures and shit in it? Is it like that kind of doctor?
He gave me a tetanus shot and he kind of made sure that the wound was clean and then he bandaged it himself.
He gave you a tetanus shot.
Yeah. But my body rejected it. So I am dying.
That Band-Aid that you have that looks like a unibrow was done by a doctor.
Like, no, this was done by yours truly.
Yeah. I mean, that looks like a real hack job, to be honest with you.
It's a half-ass job. So I don't even, I don't care.
Did you think you'd need stitches?
No,
ever?
He said it was mostly superficial. So that's also why I hope it doesn't scar. But also, like, he was being kind of superficial. Like, he was talking about looks. I'm like, it's not all about looks. It's also like, I just don't want to get an infection.
That's good. Add that to your act.
So you have antibiotics and a tetanus shot.
Yeah, and a non-alcoholic beer.
So this dog is really, you have no idea what the health state of this dog is.
No, it doesn't have rabies, but also my last tetanus shot was 2010, so I needed it anyways. All right? I don't know why this is a cross-examination. It's always everyone versus Jeff, and Pyle's wearing a fucking a pilot headset. Your ears extend out the length of your face on both sides.
He's wearing heavy cans with a microphone stick.
It's Chef Boyardee on your ears. Nothing for that.
What's the new mean?
It's like the cans, dude. Cans, the Chef Boyardee comes in.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You guys didn't even give me a courtesy laugh. It was deafening silence. Y'all looked at me like maybe we should restart.
Jake, clap.
So, Pyle, this is how the show works. I don't know if you've heard it, but basically. There are six segments. There's current obsessions, current confections, current confessions, current aggression, current possession, and current profession.
And we covered a lot of those. We covered a lot of those with the dog attacking you.
Current aggression.
Mm-hmm. You want to run through those one at a time, I guess?
Yeah, let's go current obsession, and let's start with Andrew Pyle. What are you most obsessed with? And you can't say renovating your house, man, because it'll never be just right.
I am obsessed with... there's some birds around my house that are, it's crazy right now. All the birds are going nuts. They're all having they're laying eggs. And there's an Orioles nest outside of my house that I don't know if you've ever seen an Orioles nest, but at first I saw it was way up in the tree and I thought it looked like a wasp's nest or something.
Right.
And it's not, they call them hammock houses. And these Orioles go up there and they weave a house. And it looks like a bag that hangs from a tree. And then they just like fly over to it and just like hop in. And they live in this like hanging bag. They're the only birds that do this.
Wow. I'm looking at
North America.
I'm looking at it online right now. That is so weird. It looks like one of those weird little like Russian vegetable sacks, you know, those weird little nets.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. But what I'm talking about are Orioles nests.
Okay, well, everyone can look these, both of these things up, all right? They're very, they're truly identical.
Wait, I see this at Tommy Malone, Cole Stewart. Oh, sorry, this is the Orioles bullpen.
Cal Ripken just chilling in a hammock on deck
in a bag made of straw
that he
hanging above the dugout.
So what's your role to play with these, what did you say, hammock hives?
Hammock house.
You're not, you're a pod, you're the host and you're not even listening to it.
Are you leaving them be? Are you giving them feed? Are you?
I'm doing my best to take it down.
Yeah.
I don't like that they're there.
Really?
No, I think they're awesome. They're like, you know, they're bright orange. They're cool. They're really cool birds. That's
you ordered awesome. A slingshot on Amazon, right? You've been trying to pick off
it's crossbow,
the Orioles one by one.
Kate packing your things in the bathroom, right background. Are you coming at us right from, what is it, Rye?
No, you always say that, but that's wrong. But I'd rather not correct you because I don't really want you to know where I live.
All right, let's just say Rye. For the sake of the argument in the podcast, let's say it's Rye.
Also, it's Rye, New York. It's upstate New York.
Yeah.
We're entering phase three right now. We can dine indoors. Yeah, and get a haircut, I think. I think that's the big things that are happening.
Are you going to do either of those things?
For sure not.
Yeah, you've got enough Oriole meat in your backyard to last you a fortnight, brother.
I just imagine Pyle at a bar with like coworkers. We're all talking about like lighthearted things. Like, how do you guys eat an Oreo? Do you kind of slide them off and then like eat the filling, or do you kind of dip it in milk and eat it all? And then Pyle's like, oh, no. I do the first one you say. So I kind of crack it open and I eat its insides. The cream? Well, sometimes
no
it's
defeathering
cream.
For me.
Defeathering? What are you talking about? You guys are talking about Orioles,
right?
Milk. Milk's favorite bird.
At least he washes it down with milk. He's not a total
Can
psycho.
Can you eat an Oriole? What's your current obsession, you jackass? You're always talking to us about like what we're into. Why don't you talk about what you're into, you piece of shit? You fucking jackass.
Such an aggressive way to ask someone what they're passionate about. You fucking asshole. Tell me what makes you tick, you piece of shit.
It's like an insecure college admissions officer.
What brings you joy? You little fuck.
What's your safety school, you prick?
I've already talked about this on Review Review, and I texted two of you guys to watch this, but I've been watching What We Do in the Shadows, which is very funny. So Pyle, you do watch it.
I watched season one. I haven't watched
season I watched the yet, pilot. Sure. I watched the first episode, season one. I loved it. It was great.
What stopped you from going forward?
I only started it a couple days ago. So, no, I had nothing. I am going forward. But you have been sort of nagging me about the entire thing. You said that I should watch it. I said that I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
You sent me a scene from it and I laughed, and then you responded, that's all.
That's all? That's all I get is a ha ha ha, three ha's?
I guess what's stopping me now is that it seems like something that you might talk to me about a lot if I were to continue watching, so maybe I'll avoid that.
Well, I was thinking maybe we could have weekly discussions. I already snail mail like episode summaries and reviews to Pyle's place, but I think I had the address wrong because I thought it was Rye. Yeah.
Yeah,
right. Amir, you seem depressed.
It's wrong.
I am. What's there to be happy about?
I don't know. I mean, I guess there's like a lot of positive social change happening. There's lot of art being made in quarantine.
Meaning
art, meaning comedy, meaning music, meaning movies being written that you'll see later. Things coming out that bring us joy. Yeah, really.
Shit. Maybe I should be doing some of that shit. I've been kind of just like moping about and like not really doing much, but art sounds pretty fun, actually. Actually, permission to do a poem or something?
Sure, granted.
Sure, yeah.
Jeffrey, yeah.
Why don't you get me started with a line and then I'll find a way to have the second line rhyme about it.
All right. This quarantine.
Does it have to be interesting or just be whatever?
Yeah, maybe listen because it has to be interesting. It ideally is interesting or at least like says something.
Don't set a roadblock up that
it
early.
Says okay. Okay.
All right. What is a bird if not?
I'm going to fucking slip my wrist. Oh my
God. Is that the poem or are you saying you can't do
What's
it?
What's that? Oh, yeah. Wait. No, sorry. What did you say?
I said, what is a bird if not?
A worm. It's not. I don't think so.
Sorry. So
what's
the poem?
A bird? It's not. It's not a worm. I don't think so. What's the third line?
I see in your eyes a.
I wish you were dead instead of me.
Let's go current obsessions with me. Okay.
Oh no, he pulled his hat down over his eyebrows.
It's actually really sunny in this room. I'm getting really, really hot.
Cleal Athletics is my obsession. Oh, yeah. I invested in this hat company. Cleal? Ever heard of them?
I don't think it's Cleal. I think it's CLA.
Sorry, you named the company Cleal Athletics and all they do is hats?
They do hats, they do pants, they do shorts, and they do bicycles.
Do they mainly do bicycles and the rest are just kind of accessories?
They wish.
Possibly.
Pyle, what's a business that you would start like that, where it's kind of ass backwards, hat backwards?
A business I would start like that that's primarily accessories and moves into the main thing?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'd have to go with birding.
You really are obsessed with birds.
No, I don't know. I don't really, I don't know. What has good accessories, but like the main thing is kind of boring? Like I'm more into hats than I am bikes.
What hat are you wearing, Pyle?
I'm wearing an Only New York hat.
What's that?
It's a brand.
What percentage of your wardrobe is Only New York?
10%.
I have a solid. Oh, wait. I'm wearing an Only New York shirt.
There you go.
I love that brand.
I'm actually wearing an Only New York jock, actually, if you guys wanted to.
Whoa. Jesus Christ.
God, put your dick back in.
Your dog bit that too. Your dog bit that too,
no,
man.
It was just like that. It's always sort of had a bite out of it.
I'm curious about a new hat for the summer. This is maybe my obsession. I've been vaguely interested in buying a bucket hat. Pros and cons. I don't know if you guys want to.
Sorry. So Ferris will cut that out, but I'll just mute him for now.
Does he even know he's muted?
All right, fine. You want to speak your piece? What, a bucket hat?
So the other thing about bucket hats was...
You was going on that entire time.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like I should... I felt like it was maybe going to be the summer where I did that.
Would you do string or no? No strings attached?
I guess I would do... I like the string. I do like the string look. It's kind of like a fisherman's hat or something. Like a little floppy outdoorsy adventure hat, but not like a Panama hat.
That's cool.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's diversifying your wardrobe portfolio is ideal.
You mean that?
Well, I mean, you reek of desperation, so I'd kind of just like don't want to say
I actually
anything.
Really needed to fucking hear that, man, because I was muted.
I don't think you're going to wear the bucket
I went
hat.
Into a... You don't think I'm going to wear it?
No.
All right.
You're at home in Connecticut because Jill left you, not because you're trying to get away from New York.
And the big change you promised her is just that you're going to start wearing a bucket hat more often.
I told you things would change for the better, babe.
She's like, that's not what I'm asking for. I'm asking for clear communication and for you to work less.
Like a mustache, too.
I like hats. I've been doing the headband thing, as you can see. But I also did a bandana one, and I've been doing the beanie, which was new for me. Never had the huevos
before. Summer
beanie.
Beanies are hot.
Thank you.
No, like it's warm to wear them in the summer.
Oh, that's funny, yeah.
No, I'm not making a joke. I'm just saying it actually makes you sweat. Like you start overheating because a lot of the heat that exits your head is trapped in under the beanie.
No, what makes me sweat is like the like energy that you guys bring to these podcasts. It's just like when I do review, it's like we're feeding off each other, lifting each other up. And then I feel like Pyle's the only one on my side in this one.
Why? You've been texting me all podcast saying, how can we cut around this? There's no way we can keep the Oriole chat. What the fuck is he doing? Abort, abort, abort. And you think Pyle is the only one on your side?
Well, also Pyle's...
This guy won't shut up about fucking birds.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/what's that today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/what's that. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right, current confections. What's everybody eating these days?
Sweets-wise.
Confections.
It could be anything. It doesn't have to be limited to sweets, despite the etymology.
I have a Oatly ice cream. So it's ice cream derived from oat milk, which is pretty good and dairy-free. That's my current confection.
And does it taste like oatmeal or can you not really tell?
Actually, no follow-up questions to that.
Are you kidding me?
So let's move on to the next one.
This is such bad entertainment.
Conversation over. It tastes fine. Don't worry about that.
I'm not worried.
Pick on someone your own size, buddy.
You said oat ice cream. I'm trying to make it interesting. I'm trying to ask some kind of question that's going to be engaging for the audience.
I have a daily croissant.
It's pretty bad for you.
Every morning. I know it's not good for me, but it's my daily confection. Right. And it is also my daily obsession. Okay. And it's an aggression as well, because I'm pretty aggressively hammering croissants every single morning.
So are you done for
it's
the
your
show
daily
then?
Zine.
Every one of these, it's going to be a croissant.
How about no more follow-up questions, Jeff?
Oh, my God. Pile. Confection.
Pick on someone your own size.
We're all about the same size.
Eating a lot of Oreos.
Oreos or Orioles?
actual Oreos, double stuff style.
Okay.
In milk during TV after dinner.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Also, if you and Kate ever need a third, like, I'm your guy.
What?
To just like hang out or
sex or
what the fuck is your problem? You can't proposition Pyle on the fucking podcast.
Ferris will
you
cut
monster.
This out. He can't Pyle, the other way that
so
this works is that we record for 4 hours and then Pyle's and then Ferris somehow gets 45 minutes out of the shit. So
4 hours. That's so long.
I mean, I feel like we're gonna have to record for 4 hours to get anything worthwhile.
But yeah, I mean, Amir, Jake, I've said the same to you, but the offer is always there.
What?
Oh, just for like a menage, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're offer only, actually, in that you'll never be invited to a threesome, an orgy, a sex party in this environment or out of it.
All right. So a little bit
all
of...
All right.
So you want me to audition?
No. No, I want you to drop it.
Like it's hot.
Jill and I invited you to have a menage, and you showed up drunk and high to her family's Passover, and you said, is this a good time?
Drunk and high at the same time, drinking champagne on the airplane. No, I was out of my mind, yeah.
Yeah.
I wore a wedding dress to the reception.
Her grandmother was there. I was fucked up.
I apologized to her, but I don't know how much of it she got.
Yeah, well, this is all directly related to me living by myself at my parents' house in Connecticut at the moment.
Of course. My current confection, it's not a dessert, so I do know that it's incorrect technically, but I've been making these fun little ditties, these little street tacos. onion, cilantro, marinated chicken on a tortilla. And did I mention there's a side of sauce, chipotle or otherwise? No rice, no beans, no ice, and I don't scream for ice cream. I'm cutting out dairy. I'm cutting out sugar. I'm adding in fat. I'm adding in carbs. I'm adding in protein. I'm adding in birds.
No Orioles, sugar, but said. You're adding in carbs?
Birds, I said. Chicken.
You said
birds,
carbs
but you
also.
Said carbs.
What makes them a street taco? What, like, how? Why is it a street taco?
Because what's interesting, because I'm home in Ohio right now, is that the asphalt kind of gets to the temperature that you need an oven or so this, skillet to yeah. be. So I'll kind of toast
that
the
is
tortillas
what I was afraid of.
On, yeah, cool. on the driveway.
So I was worried that you were cooking the tortilla in your driveway.
And
the chicken, are you cooking that on the driveway?
On the ground.
It's kind of a sashimi deal. It's sort of like a Jidori sashimi.
Raw chicken and floor tortillas.
Sorry, my stomach's kind of hurting. I think it's the antibiotic.
No, I don't think so.
The doctor came over and just saw what you were eating and immediately injected you with whatever was in his bag.
Yeah, he never said it was a tetanus, but I assumed it was.
You know what tetanus is, right?
I don't. All I know is it has something to do with lockjaw.
It's when every muscle in your body contracts at the same time. Your bones snap and you bleed to death from the inside.
Flex on them. You know what I mean?
No, not flex on them. Not flex on them. It's a very debilitating, painful malady. It actually literally every muscle, including your face, your lower body, your back, your shoulder, it all tenses and you can't ever let up until you basically crack yourself in half. So it's not like flexing like a Hulk Hogan thing, all right, brother?
That sounds swole.
It's incredibly... No, it's not swole. It's painful. It's
That's
deadly.
Fucking rad.
It's not
Dude,
rad.
Check out my tetanus my tricep.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, imagine not having to do this ever. Like, you just kind of it does it for you.
Instant gains.
No, not gains.
So you're saying instead of going to the gym, I just have to get bit by a bear.
No, I'm not.
And that'll saying. Make you beefy?
I don't think so. I think you would die. I think you would die from the bite. And if you don't
dummy
treat the
thick.
Wound, you would die from that. No.
Dummy thick jaw.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because girls it's also like a jawline. So like the lock jaw, if it kind of locks it in place, you know what I mean? Like then you got the flex, you got the jawline, you got the abs.
Yeah.
How do you think John Krasinski got Jack Ryan?
Jacked Ryan?
Tetanus.
That's right.
I don't think so.
Ferris cut all of this out so far. Current confessions. Has anybody done something a little bad?
I maced my mailman or mailwoman.
What?
Basically, it was a woman who was delivering mail. And
so part of the USPS.
Yeah, I have a door slot. You did ask if I did anything a little naughty, right?
But I meant kind of like fun things like having a little too many Oreos, having, you know, staying up a little too
late.
Was, you
yeah,
pepper
so she
sprayed
was,
a public service worker.
Well, let me get there. She pulled in the,
She's a
she
federal
puts the
employee.
Mail into the slot. Yeah, she puts the mail in the slot, right?
That's a federal crime.
And I one second, I'm not done talking. Because wait till you hear the whole story.
Be.
I feel like you
don't judge yet.
Yeah, yeah. So I tug the envelope as she's putting it in, kind of like a playful little back and forth. And she knows Luke, so she's like, "Oh, Luke, is that you?" And I was like, "I don't know, is it Luke? Is it not Luke?"
Ah. And you're talking.
I'm biting the envelope, right? Okay. So it's like I'm resisting as
you're
if
you're talking
it's a
to her, so she knows it's you, and suddenly she's scared.
No, but it's through the slot. Yeah, it's through the slot.
We know
but
that
you're talking using your human voice, so she would know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah but
Luke.
I'm like, "Oh, Luke's here with me. Oh, he's grabbing the mail. Take a look. Oh my god, it's so cute. It's so funny." And she's like, "No, I can't look through the slot because one time somebody." Whatever, maced me. I'm like, no, it's not like that. It's not like that. Check this out. Put your eyes up to the slot. And she's like, no, I don't really feel comfortable doing that. I think I have to continue on my route.
She had fallen for this before.
And I start knocking on the door, but I'm on the inside. That's just to throw her off because it starts to like, as soon as you want to discombobulate your, yeah, not victim, but someone
yeah,
who
victim.
Gets attacked 100% by you.
Victim. You're
So she's looking through the mail slot and I'm knocking on the door and she's like, "Hello, who is it?" Like almost like reflexively or like she's not really thinking clearly at this point, right? Because like when have you been on the outside and someone knocks on the door, right?
Get
so
to the
bizarre.
Spray.
It's bizarre behavior.
That's not what's weird about it.
You're blaming the mail woman. Like she tricked herself into getting maced.
So then, yeah. So then she finally, against her better judgment, I guess, puts her eyes into the mail slot and you guys will never guess what happened next.
You maced her. You've said it.
I played a mace CD so that she can hear it through her eyes. And what I did that day was make her weak. because I knew she was a big fan and she hadn't heard Bad, 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 Bad Boys. They make you feel so good. You know, you make me feel so good.
Pyle was right. Feel so good. Pyle was right to tell us to hold our judgment.
I don't know. This is still weirdly predatory.
Ferris, make that louder.
Really mix that part. That's your confession. I don't have any confession other than I actually lied about how I got the dog bite. I was kind of taunting the bitch.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Meat on my eyes, meat on my jaw. And I was kind of waking up. It wasn't a dog. I poked the bear.
You went to a zoo. Actual bear. They're open right now in Chagrin Falls.
Yeah, they are. And the biggest part of Chagrin Falls, a tiny little Northeast Ohio town, is the zoo. So no mask. No PPE, mm-hmm. And I have the virus, obviously.
Right, yeah, you came from LA, you brought the virus with you.
Yeah, but also I mailed you something, Amir, so open it fast, because I think it just might not hold it. The effect I wanted to have on you won't happen the later you wait.
The mail lady's coming up, actually, so she might have it right now. Hey, Carol.
She's really excited to see you.
Yeah, the guy that played her a Mace CD.
To her eyes.
I hope you have the new Mace CD. They didn't release a new one in between yesterday and today.
She pepper sprays me.
Of course. Do you have any current confessions, Jake or Paul?
I did something sort of, I don't know if it's like a full on no, but I went, my parents are thinking about moving and I
to
went
where?
To like
Rye.
To Rye. Another, like a house not too far away, but they're like right in New Haven and I think they want to be further out into the country.
Yeah.
And I went and I saw the house and I really had to pee and I peed while I was at this person's house. Like in the toilet and everything. It was fine, I think, but maybe it's a little bit of a no-no. Like given, you know, not.
Did you flush?
Yeah, I flushed, but I did think about not flushing because I didn't want the agent showing the house to be mad at me.
That's always such a strange thing because I'm always going to open houses just for the free food and, you know, the divorcees. So I like, you know, what? I do much worse to a toilet and I never flush because then it's like everyone knows that you're that guy who was just in the bathroom.
Right. You upper decked at an auction in Laurel Canyon, right?
Yeah. So I was in the canyon. And you kind of could feel the ghost of Jim Morrison, and I also defecated in a tube.
And did you meet a divorcee that day?
I did. It actually went really well. So I'm home now, but when we come back, we're going to try and get drunch.
That's awesome. As long as your superficial scar healed on your forehead, because I bet she wouldn't like the fucking sight of you with that.
Well, I'm just going to lie to her.
Laceration that I saw.
Yeah, I'm going to say ugly. That I got in a fight in a biker bar, right. And I said, "Shay, oh, you should see the other guy." So I've already kind of rehearsed the whole how I'm going to talk to
her. She'll be like, went to a bar? You went to a bar during this pandemic? What the fuck is wrong with you? And you started a fight? That's the most dangerous thing you could do.
And then I'll be like, no, I didn't start a fight because I know that there's several different ways it can go. And if it goes that way, I'm like, no, I'm just kidding. It's funny. And then we laugh together, ideally. And if she doesn't laugh, then I kind of feel
you
like.
You didn't explain how it's funny. You just said, I'm just kidding. And you assume she's going to start laughing regardless of the context. You say, I'm just kidding. It's funny. And people will start laughing. That's what you think will happen?
Yeah, it's about easing the tension, Amir, something you wouldn't know much about, right?
What are you talking about? I played a Mace CD.
That was a tense story. I did not know what was going to happen.
Right?
And then if she's like, well, you shouldn't have been at a bar. I'm like, I wasn't at the bar. Guess what I was? I built a bar in my backyard and we kind of had a little family social distance hang. And then she's like, well, who's the biker?
A fight?
I said, who's the biker? I was like, it was actually a triker. It was my niece, Denise. And I said,
and you said, and that your niece Denise gave you a head wound, and you're saying that your head wound is nothing and compared with the other person's injuries. So what you're really saying is that you attacked your niece Denise.
I defended myself against Denise, my niece. I defended myself because guess what she was doing? She was trying to she was grabbing onto one of my legs and like tugging at my shirt, asking me to go like fix her trike, and I did, but one of the pedals.
How old is she? How old is Denise? Denise.
How old are you if you're in 12th grade? A senior. She's a senior in high school.
17
or 18.
Yeah, I guess she's 17. I think she's 17 because she's younger. Yeah. No, she's 18.
You're 22.
So okay. You're roughly the same age as your niece. She's yes. riding a tricycle?
She was riding a bicycle. She was riding a Harley.
So not a trike.
Wait, so you were at a biker bar.
We were at my house.
Which version of the story are we in?
At my house, I built a bar. My niece, Denise, who's not of drinking age, but was on private property, had a beer. That's fine. That's fine. She has a Vespa. And I was
You said
jealous.
It was a Harley. It you was said a, it was a trike, it was, a Harley,
she was a harlot.
And a Vespa.
She was a harlot for having a Vespa. I was riding the
Stop
tricycle.
Stop yelling.
And I was insecure about having the trike. All right?
So how did the fight start?
Well, the fight started over politics. She was saying, like, we need to defund the police. I was like, no, let's fucking get shit going here. And she's like, so do you agree or do you not? I said, I agree, but let's really get it going. And then she's like, what does that mean, get it going? And then she started throwing facts at my ass, making me feel like I'm not well read. I'm for the cause, but let's get it up and running.
What cause are you for? It sounds like you don't even know.
I just want more police.
Less police. Let's get the ball rolling. Let's get the tires over, you know, one foot in front of the other.
So maybe just like the least effective messenger for the cause is you giving the direction of, I like it. Let's get it going.
Let's get it going. You get it. So I kind of made a t-shirt and she was mad that I made the t-shirt and it said, let's get shit going. Because she said, in 10 years, we're not going to even know what that was for. And I said, what would you rather it have said? And then she said, justice for any of the number of people who have tragically died. And I said, that would have been better. And then she socked me in the eye.
I think you deserved it.
What about Denise the niece for the mocktail name?
What about John Cleese's niece Denise?
What about that?
John That's Cleese's sort of niece Denise.
A martini made with dirty rye.
In rye.
With Orioles. And Oreos.
Current aggression. I guess it would be coming from Denise.
So you actually did write this down.
Yeah.
No way you remembered it.
I wrote it all on my palm like I'm at a swim meet.
Explain that to me.
What's that?
That today.
You said I wrote it on my palm like you're
this
at a swim
meet. Unbelievable that it's come to this. Every week it's this. Every week it's 3-1, 2-1.
I'm just trying to understand what that reference was.
I've been to swim meets and I don't understand the reference.
It seems like the last place you would want to write something on your body and then get in the pool.
It's true. Yeah.
You write down the events that you're swimming so that you don't miss them, because if you don't get on the block and dive in, you don't swim.
That sounds like just something you did. It's just not like a universal truism for swim meets.
Just memorize the two events that you're in. Don't worry about like writing it down. And then like after the first event, I'm assuming the ink is all gone about what your future events have to be. Yeah.
All right, 25-meter freestyle, 50-meter breaststroke.
You guys aren't getting it.
Okay.
You guys aren't getting it. I rarely swam in the meet because I wasn't fast enough. So oftentimes, coach would come up to me and just draw an X with a Sharpie. And it was sort of a, hey, you can kind of take off. No one wants you here. But occasionally, somebody would be sick or somebody would be out of speech and debate tournament. So suddenly, I had to be in a relay. And they'd put me second or third because that's the least important part. And so I'd kind of write down, hey, good job, buddy. Second in the relay. And have you ever swum in the wrong direction? Because I actually dove in at the opposite end.
Isn't there no pool? There's no pool on the other side. So you either dive into the pool or what? You dive into like where people walk? You like crack your head open on the side of the pool?
No, there's the blocks that you dive off. And on the other side, there's no blocks. Not only did I dive in on the other side, I swam perpendicular to everyone else.
Yeah, wrapped up the lane. In the lane line.
Like a dolphin, I was going, up and over the lane lines.
That's
impressive. I kicked a guy from Hudson in the eye and disqualified our entire school.
The way you knew if you were going to swim was the coach would walk up to you and draw the event on your body.
And you swam perpendicular to everybody else.
He said the roster was, he went around and physically X'd people out. He couldn't just be like, hey, you're not racing today.
Well, I thought it was everyone.
You weren't on the team. You were not a real swimmer on the team, man.
This was either a fever dream or you're a terrorist.
It was a fever pitch because I was supposed to be on the baseball squad. But suddenly I took a wrong turn from the locker room and I walked straight out onto the deck. I'm in full pinstripe whites. My ass is being admired by various Laurel and Hathaway Brown students. I dive into the pool, swim perpendicular, and like I said, I kick Rock Hudson from Hudson's eye.
And you're wearing cleats?
Cleats and slacks, yeah. I was the manager of the baseball. Current possession, what are you guys into? Jake, is it your hat?
I'm not super into this hat. It's actually a little flimsy. I was very underwhelmed by CLAs.
You ordered online?
Yeah, I ordered online. Hey, Kate. Look at Kate. There she goes. Current possession. I mean, I'm the future owner of a green fisherman bucket hat. That's kind of my that's my next possession. Oh, you know what? I was at Target recently and I bought a pair of Goodfellas pants.
Oh yeah.
I highly recommend them.
I also just got some Goodfellas pants.
They're great. $29, a lot of stretch, lightweight, some good structure too. You don't
what color
often
did
find
you
light. Let's try to cool it with the with the follow-up questions, okay?
Just
that's actually all. That's all I wanted.
What are you holding on to? It looks like you're holding on the subway, yearning for.
I'm
a
holding
different
on
day
to a window. Okay, I opened a window. Enough with the questions. Okay, I know you're the host and you're allowed to ask a couple questions, but within reason, man.
All right.
The pants are gray, but let's move on. Okay.
Tread lightly is all.
Fine. Somebody else ask a thing that rhymes with azesh.
What do you mean?
That's how the show is run every week.
I've been on every episode and I've never heard any of those words, and especially not in that order. Current lozenge.
This one.
Oh, no. I'm a Halls deep.
I think he's actually choking.
That's really good. Halls deep is really good. Pile, current possession.
I recently got an ATV.
Holy shit.
Jake saw it.
That's right. That is correct. It is awesome.
Do you just ride it for fun?
Fun and work. I move sticks around. Collect sticks.
You got a winch on that bench, right? You're pulling trees down.
I got a winch on that bench. And,
what's a winch?
Yeah, and a dump on that
rump.
What's a winch? A windshield?
No.
Sorry, I don't know why I thought
it's like a motor that you put in the front, like on your front bumper, and it's got a steel wire, and you can pull things with it.
Remember Jurassic Park?
Yeah,
that the guy that played Newman on Seinfeld when he's stuck in the rain and he tries to he gets eaten by the Dilophosaurus.
Wayne Knight.
That's right. Do you remember how he's sort of stuck in the muck and he ties a little cord around a tree and he tries to pull himself?
Yeah,
that's a winch. Bench.
Sorry, I don't know.
Sorry, you said you use it for work and then it was collecting sticks?
It's moving sticks around. There's lots of sticks in the woods and I move them to a pile in the field where I will burn them later.
So a pyre, not a pile.
Very good.
It's a pile. It will be a pyre.
It's Pyle's pyre.
It's Pyle's
Andrew
pile.
Pyre.
To be pyre.
Empire.
Empire.
The empire strikes sticks.
Huh?
Nothing. Ferris, cut that out.
No, leave it in. I really love empire.
You know how you'll be in like a really like hippie part of town, or like you're up in Topanga or you're up in Woodstock or, you know, Saugerties, and you're,
sure.
You see, sorry, let me finish. Don't, you don't have to like chime in.
Wow.
Active
yes
listening doesn't
you
help on a podcast.
No, go ahead.
Ferris just cut Pyle's track for like the whole episode. You got to have like an abandoned car almost. So it looks like you're going to get around to fixing it, but you won't. So it's like you have a tarp over a Mach 1 Ford Mustang or just like an old like F-150 and people are like, they come over to there and they're like, holy shit, like that's that's whatever car model is. And you're like, yeah, daddy's going to get around to it someday. And then you kind of tap your buddy's wife tenderly on the rump and then it just causes like the whole night is ruined. It's a conversation.
Can any of us chime in? Yeah.
All of our tracks were cut for that entire diatribe.
By the way, Ferris quit 3 weeks ago because you kept giving him conflicting post-production notes mid-episode. So I don't know who you're talking to when you say that kind of
shit. I also directly address Ferris at the end of these when you guys all sign off. And I just kind of
you get
like
to speak directly to him at the end of the episode.
Also, why is it when Pyle goes on for like an hour and a half about like, what is it, bird hammocks? That like no one says anything. But then when I say something for 20 seconds, Jake calls it a diatribe.
They're hammock houses, first of all. And secondly, I don't know. I think it's cool. I think, you know, people tune in to learn something.
That's actually, that's awesome. Andrew, you're the man.
Thanks, dude.
No, you're the man.
Actually,
I wouldn't mind shifting
the whole show over from the HeadGum podcast to the Empire Strikes Back or something. Like
that's
that seems like such a that's not a pivot. That's a whole reimagination of what the
Jeff,
show is.
But like, hold on one second, Jeff. Just imagine, like, what if that pile of sticks was an episode or something? I don't know. I'm just trying to. I know there's. It's kind of interesting to think about.
No, it's not, because that would just be like the sounds of like a crackling pyre.
Jeff, knock it off. We could do like winch talk. The winching hour.
That's perfect. That's really good. An hour and Jeff's not involved. And then
maybe Jeff could code Gumball and do all of like the dev stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know how to do any of that. And then it's also like, winching hour is great, but I just don't know. That could be a different show. That could be a separate
show. One second, Jeff. Yeah. If Jeff's not talented at anything, then there's a world where we...
Because Pyle's like good at hosting podcasts and knows how to code. And Jeff is like...
Good at hosting podcasts.
He's not good at either.
He's a no man. Man. That's cool. Yeah, yeah. So if
you Jeff's say that's
loser,
cool to what you said?
Is, I'm just saying we're worried. We're always worried that you might die or something like bad happens to you. But if we don't need you anymore, then that like stress point is...
Worried or like kind of hoping for? Because I remember at like the third year anniversary party, you guys kind of like had a room that I wasn't allowed in, and it was actually the bathroom. So I kind of pissed myself in front of Gabrus, and they like kind of like all like every I was a laughing stock of the whole network, not only that, but also of the whole city, because like it kind of made local news, and like that was kind of one of the worst days of my life. So like
the winching hour with Andrew Pyre.
That's good.
Perfect.
That's really good.
So what are you talking?
I love it.
And yeah, okay. And then we fire old piss pants, right?
That's funny. Didn't he piss his pants once?
Yeah, over that.
Yeah, we're not calling him that to his face.
Yeah, oh, okay.
We agreed. That's so funny. Hold on, he's still not that it matters, but he's still here and listening.
It's funny.
I don't know why.
Can we all jump to another Zoom? I think we can all.
Well, because I'm hosting.
Sending
this
out
one,
the
so
link.
I don't think you can kick me out.
I will see you guys there at that link.
Cool. All right. Done. Sounds good. Pyle, so yeah, that link that just came through on that group text that we were talking about Jeff on.
Well, for me, it's just kind
I'll
of like.
See you over there. Later, man.
Oh, so okay, you're going to. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I'm going to hop off.
For sure.
They're pinging me, so I'm going to.
And then if you want to hit me with that Zoom link. Yeah. All right. For sure. Fuck. Come on, James. That was a lot of fun. Be sure to tune into next week's episode. I don't know if I'll be on it or not, but I don't know, man. It's like you try so hard, you try to make good content, and this is what you get. This is what you get. And thank you guys for listening. Feel free to rate the show 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and DM me or email hgpod@headgum.com with any ideas you have for segments or people you want to have on. We can have podcasters on. We can make crazy calls. Again, John Mayer will be on the show. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And Amir, I think, kind of explicitly promised that to me. So we shall see. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.